We go to the highlights of this one, and we start on the game's very first drive. The Wildcats took the opening kickoff. Starting for their own 25-yard line, they would cover the 75 yards in six plays, and the final 35, quarterback Brendan Sullivan calling his own number. There. Second down, 3 yards to go. On a roll to the right, Sullivan, he'll take off. He'll run for the first down along the sidelines, cuts it back in. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Brendan Sullivan. 35 yards, and the Wildcats break on top here with 12:51 to go in the first quarter. Looked like he wanted to throw it, but he took off and ran, and he had nothing but open field in front of him, and the Wildcats are on the board. 7-0, just over 2 minutes into the game. It became 9-0 later in the first quarter when the quarterback for Howard, Quentin Williams, was called for intentional grounding in the end zone, and that made it a 9-0 game. It would remain that way until late in the first half. The Wildcats got the ball after stopping Howard on a 4th and 2 around their own 20-yard line, around the Northwestern 20, rather, for a 3-yard loss. The Cats would cover 77 yards in 14 plays, using up most of the remaining 5-plus minutes of the half. They got down to the 4-yard line of Howard. Here we go. First and goal at the 4. Snap to Sullivan. Short drop and a quick throw. Caught by Kurtz. Touchdown. Bryce Kurtz on a quick slant. A bullet thrown by Brendan Sullivan. His second touchdown pass of the year. Kurtz with his third touchdown of the season. And the Wildcats extend the lead with 26 seconds to go in the half. It was 16-0 in a pretty dominant first half showing by the Wildcats. Into the third quarter, though, and Howard got the ball first and would use up almost 8 minutes, a 74-yard, 17-play drive. It would be their backup quarterback, Deshaun Scroggins, scoring from a yard out after Williams was shaken up. And with 7:05 to go in the third, Howard was on the board trailing 16-7. But the Cats answered right back with a scoring drive of their own. 58 yards in 8 plays, the final 35, this time through the air. Trips left, Sullivan looking, scrambling left, directing traffic, now throwing down the left sideline, wide open, caught, touchdown, Cam Johnson! Sullivan found him all alone inside the 10-yard line. He got behind the defense, and Sullivan able to spot him and hit him in stride. And the Wildcats extend the lead with 2:46 to go in the third. It was 23-7. Things were looking good then. Howard, as the third quarter ended, had a drive into Wildcat territory. He got down to the Northwestern 17-yard line. But on fourth down, Williams once again called for intentional grounding. Cats took over on their own 30 with about 12 minutes to go. They came up with a fourth down at the Howard 25, 4th and 3. And Brendan Sullivan was sacked on that play, giving Howard the ball at their own 36-yard line. They began the drive. The drive lasted just one play. Williams, the quarterback, James, the running back. Ezekiel goes in motion. Handoff will go to James.
Uh-oh.
Up the middle, 45, 50. Look out. He's to the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10. And he is in for the touchdown. How about that? One play, 64 yards. They've come close a few other times today. And suddenly, the Wildcat lead is cut to 10 points with 7:40 to go. So 23-13, the score at that point. Howard would then force a 3-and-out by the Wildcats and got the ball back at their own 36 with 5:58 remaining. They would put another scoring drive together. This time, Jarrett Hunter would score from a yard out with 2:32 left, and that would get them within 3 at 23-20. Cats made it and managed to handle the onside kick. Rod Hurd made a nice play on a line drive kick that he bobbled momentarily and then caught at the Howard 43. And from there, the Wildcats were able to run out the clock and go home with a 23-20 victory.